You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome back again to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, let's see. We were so worried whether or not we'd see Barry Zito. And then we were really worried, you know, would we be able to get this Zito-Hudson matchup? And indeed we did. Let's start with that. How did that go, and what was the reaction from fans?
Well, it didn't go as planned, I think, for either of them. Hudson didn't even make it out of the second inning. Zito didn't make it out of the third inning. So it was very short-lived, lasted under an hour. But, you know, you take away the results, and it was pretty remarkable to see, just because, I mean, who could have envisioned Tim Hudson and Barry Zito back at the Coliseum more than 15 years after Hudson made his debut there? The fact that, you know, two-thirds of the big three were on the same mound, Mark Mulder was also there, in attendance for that. And it's something that you can't even, you know, dream up. And, of course, the script didn't go according to plan, but I think it was just a really cool way for the A's to end their home schedule. You know, it's been a tough season for them, and I think that's just something that, you know, they kind of really needed. And Zito even said, you know, it was kind of closure for them to see everyone back there, because, you know, Hudson and Mulder were traded in, a span of a week back in 2004, and then, of course, Zito left after 06, and you know, for them to be back on the same stage together, all three of them throughout the first pitch on Sunday, it was just a really special, cool scene. And I think just as special to the fans as it was for the three of them. I mean, you know, I don't know that they appreciated what they had or what they were doing back in the early 2000s. You know, you're young and dumb, and that's when you're at your best. But you know, through some maturing and over the years, you know, you come to appreciate what was. And I think for them to look back on it and just kind of soak in that moment was really cool. And I think it had to have been, you know, one of the best, if not the best moments of the season for the A's. Maybe that speaks a little to, their performance on the field. But I think everyone will remember that day and appreciate it. And it really didn't matter, you know, what they did on the mound. It was just, such a cool story and one we really never, ever saw coming. So for it to line up that way, it was obviously pretty special.
Yeah. And too bad that maybe they couldn't have gone a little deeper, pitched a little more effectively. But to your point, I mean, that's not necessarily what it was about. And it's why we were talking for weeks going in, like, geez, it sure would be neat. Just find a way, you know, get Barry Zito out there, give the fans a chance to say goodbye, give him a chance to say goodbye. And now we can't shake it. Zito's going to start every single game for the rest of the season. Now, how about that? Now all of a sudden Zito's, he's like the stalwart of this rotation.
He is. I mean, he's going to start Wednesday against the Angels. And I know there's some chatter around the league, you know, about how contending teams shouldn't be happy that the A's are starting Zito against the Angels, but they don't know how badly the rotation, is reeling right now. And they have no healthy starters from their opening day rotation. Sonny Gray's been shut down. It's like Zito's starting in his place tomorrow. He's just got some hip soreness. And I feel like with one more start, it's just not worth it to push him through that start. And then you've got, you know, your only other options for that Wednesday start would have been Aaron Brooks or Cody Martin on short rest. And then, you know, you look, it's such a patchwork rotation right now, and the A's really are out of options. You look at what Zito did, too, in AAA. I mean, he deserved this. He earned this. And he's, you know, more amped up for this start, than anyone is for any start these days, just because, you know, he kind of figured that his Saturday outing would probably be the last start of his career. And so when Melvin approached him, about starting Wednesday, I mean, he was fired up for it. He's got some motivation just because he knows that now this will be his last big league start, against the team that he made his debut against in 2000. And so that's you know, that's special for him. And, you know, he will be able to go up to about 70 pitches. So maybe we'll get to see, you know, five innings out of him, which would be, you know, these days, five innings is a lot for the A's. If they can get five innings out of their starter, they're in good shape. The bullpen's really been put to use here in this last month. The starters have an ERA north of 8, which is just crazy. And it speaks to, you know, how badly things have gone for the rotation with injuries and everything. So this isn't, you know, just a stunt for them. I mean, they actually need him in the rotation. So I think everyone, of course, is hoping he does well for several reasons. But it will be cool to see him on the mound, probably for the last time, because it does sound like he is nearing retirement.
Well, what about that role for this team, though? You know, playing or having a real impact in the way this division and wild card may settle out with these games against Anaheim. How are they viewing it inside the A's clubhouse?
Yeah, I think they're enjoying playing in these games. I mean, obviously, their number one objective is to win every game, and there's still pride in winning games. They've already secured the worst record in the American League this season, but you know, they still want to win every game they can. And so to be playing games against, you know, this last week, you've seen, you know, the Astros, the Rangers, you know, even the Giants that are technically still in it, and now the Angels, who are right there in it. I mean, they have a chance to really impact the playoff picture. And I think they kind of pride themselves in, you know, in putting up a battle, and they haven't won many games of late, but you know, they're right in every game. I mean, they're playing a lot of close games. Of course, that's adding up their, you know, adding to their one-run loss total. But, I mean, they really, you know, last night, they were in it with the Angels till the end. And I think you're going to see that, you know, through this last week. And it was teams like the Rangers and the Astros last year giving them trouble down the stretch. Of course, they had that kind of epic collapse, barely made it into the playoffs. But, you know, now they have that chance to do the same for these teams. And, of course, the West is pretty unknown how things will turn out. And so, you know, it is interesting to see them, you know, not only impact, you know, maybe, you know, how things turn out in the division, but even just games themselves. And, I mean, you know, Socha's not messing around. You know, even if it is the A's, I mean, they're playing for something, and the A's are too, just because they know, you know, they not only want to win, but they know they could have an impact on how things turn out.
You mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, Sonny Gray, and the hip soreness is enough now. They're going to go ahead and, you know, he's shut down. How serious is this situation? Is it serious at all? You know, is there any concern, let's say, going forward to next year?
No, right now it doesn't seem serious. It's just kind of a mild soreness, tightness thing in his hip. And I'm sure, you know, if this was any other time of the year, he would probably pitch through it or maybe, you know, miss one start at the minimum. But they just don't see any reason to push him through it. I mean, he's already you know, had a big workload this year, obviously struggled most of September. So I just think, you know, it's just at the point where they realize, you know, if we have another option like Vito, we might as well use it instead of pushing Sonny, you know, forcing him to go out there and try to pitch through it when rest will probably help the issue. And you don't want to, of course, make it worse when you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, it is the wind down now for the Oakland A's, and that only means really that the wild offseason beckons for Billy Beane and company, and that means we'll have frequent check-ins as well, Jane, to see what in the world is going on with these Athletics. It's been a long season, but now we get ready for that next chapter. Thanks so much, and I'm looking forward to that next time we catch up.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, there she goes, Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.